The Wildcats powerlifting team had four players earn medals at a Paris meet last week. This is the final week to qualify for the regional powerlifting meet on March the 7th. 4 to 6 Wildcats might end up qualifying. We get powerlifting news from Wildcats powerlifting coach Jeremy Offutt.
It went good. The four kids I thought that placed. We did finish third overall, and that's kind of strange only having four guys that get points for you, but two of those are first place. So that's a big difference. That's 7 points apiece, so that helped us a bunch. But the kids lifted really well. I was proud of them. Did a good job, competed, and one of the kids that was trying to make weight made weight, and now he went from being ranked 7th in the region to 2nd.
Wow.
So he'll have a chance. I mean, he's 20 pounds up on the guy, but you never know what's going to happen during the regional meet. So it'll be interesting to see.
Who were your four medalists in Paris?
Our two first places were Jonathan Alvarez and Taylor Ibarra. Alvarez in the 123s and Ibarra in the 132s. He was the kid that had to drop a weight class in order to have a chance to go to the state meet. And then we had two fourth places, Alex Gamez in the 220s and Dustin Crabtree in the 123s. And he made some big jumps from this meet to anything he's done before. He just had a lot of confidence. I think his total went up something like 65 pounds, which is pretty impressive from one meet to the next.
Mm-hmm. There's still a couple of days, I guess, for results to kind of shake out. I guess Thursday's kind of the day when it'll all be finalized and ready for regional qualification.
Thursday's the last chance meet. Everything's got to be posted, I think, by Friday morning, and then once that kind of gets done, then we'll start trying to get figured out who actually made it and who didn't. But right now I've got four that are qualified. Mm-hmm. Alvarez is at 3rd in the 123s. Ibarra is in 2nd in the 132s. Crabtree is 9th in the 123s. And Alex Gamez is 9th in the 220s. So there's still some room there, but hopefully they all make it. And we've got a couple that are close that may or may not get to get in the meet. I don't know. It just kind of depends on what happens between now and then.
Yeah. Yeah, one thing dynamic you talked we were talking about before you got started, and that's the fact that this regional meet is right on the beginning of spring break, and a lot of kids maybe would rather be in Galveston or something.
Well, that's for most schools. I think ours starts the week after, but most schools in the state, their spring break is going to be starting what starts really the Friday before. Mm-hmm. So a lot of kids, I mean, you'll see a lot of movement on those in those weight classes because kids will not be able to go because their families have something planned for that weekend and all that kind of stuff. So that's, I mean, I've seen a kid as high as 16th in the region actually make the top 10 because a bunch of kids dropped out of it because they had to go somewhere. So, but I've also seen a kid ranked 11th that didn't make it, and he was just one spot out from being in the region. So, I mean, it just kind of depends on what happens.
Yeah, you start dealing with a Saturday meet or something like that, and you start talking about test taking, you know, if somebody's got an ACT or SAT or something that they've just got to take. There's all kinds of reasons kids are involved in other things.
Right. Although they do a good job of making sure they don't have meets on those weekends, but the big deal is going to be spring break for everybody.
Sure.
That's going to be the difference, I think.
KSST Sports.